Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Day that really sets the tone for the rest of your week. Have you noticed this, Jen? Whenever we don't have something going on Monday, or it's a Monday holiday and then the week is a short week, you just feel off the rest of the week?
I like to try. I love a Monday holiday. I'm not a big Monday fan. Nope.
Give me a Friday holiday any day.
I'm not trying to be a Grinch. Mondays can be good, too.
Well, we have... Me, I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. Doug is out today, Ladies Day. And James Collins at the control board. You can be one of the girls today, James.
Woo. Love it.
Well, so you're a woo girl. Okay.
Woo.
I feel like, Jen, we have to get into the whole Ron DeSantis thing, because that is probably the biggest news over the weekend, other than Taylor Swift being at another Chiefs game.
Can't handle it. I can't. I watched the Chiefs game and I'm like, okay, enough, we get it, they love each other, that's great, let's go.
Exactly. Oh, and we're going to have to talk about that later too, because there's just more to unpack with that. But with Ron DeSantis ending the presidential campaign, the New Hampshire primary is tomorrow, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's Tuesday. So I think it was not a huge surprise for me, because the inside stuff on Ron DeSantis, and not even that inside, is that I've been hearing he's been losing a lot of donors, he's been losing a lot of money. Nikki Haley was getting a lot of his money over the past several months. And usually, strategically, campaigns will decide to sink a lot of their resources to get a big showing in either Iowa or New Hampshire. And Ron had chosen Iowa, and he pretty much sunk everything he had in Iowa. And he went to every county who worked really hard there. But as we saw last week, it wasn't enough. And President Trump won in a big way, pretty mm-hmm. incredibly in Iowa. Ron DeSantis didn't even win one county. And yes, he came in second, which is bigger than the polls had him. So he's kind of
distant second.
Yeah, he outperformed, but it's a distant second. It wasn't enough to just drive momentum. He would have had to win Iowa outright, I think, to create any sort of path forward for himself. And I really thought he was going to drop out immediately after Iowa. And I was surprised when he said that this punched his ticket to New Hampshire and he was going to keep going, because I had heard that his campaign staff had already said that their last day would be February 1st and he didn't have any money. So I was wondering how this was all going to go. Well, clearly we know it didn't go very well. He was probably trying to save face in Iowa and took a lot of heat for it. So he did what I think a lot of people wanted him to do. And it's rough, man. People say bad things about you and then you drop out, and he endorsed Trump right away. But I think he had to do that because ideologically he and Trump are very aligned. His voters are not Nikki Haley voters, to be sure. And so I think even though it was probably hard and maybe a little bitter to swallow, having him come out right away with an endorsement for Trump, I think is an indication he's trying to repair the damage that he did to his future political aspirations, I think.
Well, he's also a party guy, so he is going to, I feel like Ron DeSantis is one of the ones who would back whoever the presidential nominee is going to be for his party.
And I don't know. I mean, it really, truly, and I think the reason a lot of people like DeSantis is that he was Trump without all of the without all of the stuff, the talking and the baggage and all of that stuff, which is why I think
the name.
I do think eventually maybe he would have backed whoever the party nominated, but I really think that, and what really bothered me is that DeSantis chose to run in this particular election. I said it should be Trump then DeSantis, not Trump versus DeSantis. It just wasn't, it wasn't smart because they're so closely aligned. But we'll see what happens to him now. So now it's Trump and Haley. And truly, if Haley doesn't outright win New Hampshire, there's just no path forward for her either at this point. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. She's doing well in New Hampshire, but I don't know if she's doing well enough to beat Trump at this point.
Do you see Nikki Haley endorsing Trump should she back out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can see that too. I always find it so interesting when people are on the campaign trail and they're just bashing each other left and right, and then suddenly they will endorse it. But then, like, they'll endorse that person. But again, I go to the party thing of what's the alternative? Because they're not going to back somebody from a different party. And in
which is why they were running in the first place.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And in this case, too, when you look at it, it's every election, no matter what the third party nominees are, who they are, anything like that, it's between Republicans and Democrats. And when you look at who your options are, there are a lot of Biden supporters. I don't want to take away from that. But I don't think there are enough Biden supporters. And especially when you come to two former presidents.
I think that it's not that, because I use my mom as my own guidance, because for people who don't know, my mom is super liberal, super Democrat, and I talked to her this weekend, and she will vote for Biden no matter what, because she does not like Trump. So she wouldn't mind if the party, like, you know, helicoptered him out, and she got to vote for, I think she'd be happier voting for Gavin Newsom or Kamala Harris or whoever else would be in there, but she would not vote for Trump. And I think that just shows how hotly divided we are, that even if you don't like, and forget their personality types, but even if you don't like the actions of one president, you are not going to join the other team to vote for someone else. And so that's why I think this year it's going to be really, and as for every year, the independent voters, I know, Jay, you kind of consider yourself an independent voter as well. I think yours is going to be the most popular demographic that either party or an independent party can win, because they're the ones that do go back and forth. You're not going to get my mom, as bad as things are right now, to vote for anybody but Biden because she doesn't like Trump.
Well, and speaking of, like, the independent and nonpartisan and all of that, one of the things that I've always questioned is if you are a nonpartisan voter during primary elections, you have to request a special ballot when you go vote. At least that's
You vote for the party you want to vote for.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, if you still want to remain nonpartisan, you don't vote for either party. You get a special ballot that only gives you any of the local issues. So it's, with some of the primaries, there's still some of the local issues on the ballot at times.
It depends. So in California, you can request, anybody can request a Democrat ballot, but the Republicans have closed their primary in California. So if you want to vote in the Republican primary, you actually have to register as Republican. It's interesting. Each state has their own set of
laws. Like, you have to register ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Ohio, you just have to register to vote, and then you can go and you can request a Democratic ballot or a Republican ballot, and then you end up being classified as that party until the next time you want to go vote and all of that stuff.
Interesting.
My question is, what is keeping anybody who is from voting outside their party to maybe vote for the person that they think is the lesser candidate? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's really no safety precautions or anything stopping from somebody doing that who, let's say, for the example of this year, but I'm not saying that this is specifically the only example. It can happen with any parties. But with Biden and Trump, what is stopping anybody who is a Democrat from voting in a Republican primary to vote for somebody who they think that Biden could have a better chance of beating?
Yeah. Right. And that's actually what they're worried about in New Hampshire. So it'll be interesting to see that theory at play. So, again, each state has a different set of rules. And actually, particularly, so California, the state that I live in, we know has a huge electoral load. So whoever wins California, whether it's the primary or the general, gets a huge boost to their tally because we're such a big state. So even though Republican votes are not going to matter so much during the general, what does matter, or at least when it was competitive with presidential primary candidates, it would be safe to say that, like, California could push Trump over the total that he needs on election day because we vote on Super Tuesday during our primary. So it's early enough, big enough load to really push someone over the finish line or give them a good start. So there was a lot of worry within the Republican Party that you were going to have Democrats in the state request those Republican ballots and start voting weird stuff, right? Like, people that were maybe out of the race already, but on the ballot, Nikki Haley, whatever. And so they ended up closing their primary. So to get that Republican ballot, you have to be registered Republican on election day. So it's interesting because there are some parties in the states who are like foreshadowing the fact that Democrats could get involved with the primary. And the idea was hatched before, I think, when I think it could have been Rush Limbaugh said to go out and vote for Bernie Sanders, I think it was, when he was running against Hillary Clinton. So the idea has been hatched on both sides of the political aisle when there are close primary races.
That's just astounding. Now, what are your thoughts on Nikki Haley saying that Trump is in a mental decline and that he's not at the same level as he was in 2016? Do you think those are
I think anybody
trying to throw dirt at the wall?
Yeah, I think anybody who looks at Trump knows that he is just as Trumpy as he was in 2016 and in 2020. And that's for better or for worse, whether you like that or you don't. There really hasn't been any shift in personality. He's the same person that he was. So, if anything, I think he's actually softened a bit, and he's been talking more about unifying. If anything, I think that might be the only shift. But as far as decline, it's hard to say Trump's in decline when you see Joe Biden, who's actually really declining in front of our eyes. Again, you can love his policies, but I don't think anybody can deny that there has been a sharp decline over the last few years.
Yeah, so, like this hard video truth. That's not deep fakes.
I'm not trying to be mean.
Media.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's a tough one. I think that's tough to hold.
It is. And it's one of those things that I think people can easily go, well, that's ageist. Well, no, because both Biden and Trump are they the same age, if not a year or
but
two
I think
apart?
Trump's
and
a little bit
they
younger.
They are not the same age.
I think Trump's just a tiny bit younger, but I mean, roughly the same age for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then Tim Scott is reportedly planning on endorsing Trump for presidency, and that has been reviving some more vice president rumors.
Yeah, I've always thought that Tim Scott could be a good choice for him, and he endorsed him over the weekend, along with DeSantis. Doug Burgum has also come on and endorsed him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it really is kind of lining up. I think people see the writing on the wall, and I think the reason that Nikki Haley's now getting tougher on Trump is she's worried she's not going to win New Hampshire, and if she stays in, she's set to lose her own home state, because the next election in the primary is South Carolina, which is her home state, and she was losing to both Trump and DeSantis in South Carolina, and now you can imagine those DeSantis voters are going to go to Trump, and it might be a blowout, and that's embarrassing.
Did Vivek Ramaswamy endorse Trump yet?
Yeah, he dropped out last week and endorsed Trump right after.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I knew he dropped out. I wasn't sure if he had endorsed it. Okay. All right, so there's that on the political front. It is 18 after the hour.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stephen's Good Day Radio Program. Doug will be back before we know it. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. James Collins at the controls. And some sad news of, I think we can go ahead and call her a legend. The leader of the pack, lead singer, has passed away, Mary Weiss. She was young. 75?
How old was she?
75.
Wow, that is young.
That's young. And I don't know. I always kind of think, when I think of singers from the 60s, even though there are so many that are still iconic and relevant today, I just always feel like that seems so long ago that I'm always shocked when anybody is still alive. But then to hear that Mary Weiss, I don't mean that in a mean way, I just have no concept of time. But Mary Weiss, only 75 and died. No cause of death.
And an iconic voice, too.
Yeah. Oh, she had great songs. We have to discuss her songs in a moment, right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Shangri-Las were so iconic and pioneering as an all-female group, but at the same time, you think of the longevity of this band, and it was short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
Very quick. Short-lived.
But like, it was very representative of that sound of their decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, who is it? So you have the Shangri-Las, the Crystals. Oh, who sang My Boyfriend's Back?
Oh, that's a good one. Doug would know right away. He's probably screaming at home right now.
Right. But, like, so you had Leader of the Pack. You have Remember, Walking in the Sand, which I feel like that one got a resurgence thanks to TikTok because it was used for so many videos. Where it's like, oh, no. Whenever somebody dropped something and it was a sped up version for TikTok that so many Gen Zers, even Gen Alpha, finally realized about the Shangri-Las.
Listen to that.
Yeah, give them a great big kiss, which, there was so much great that came out of such a short time. And again, I go back, 75. That's
crazy.
Young.
She's much younger than I would think.
Yes.
And it was the Angels, by the way, that sang My Boyfriend's Back.
Angels, yes, that's it. I don't know if it's just that people are living longer or people are staying younger for longer or whatnot, but I remember being younger, and your parents are in their 30s, and it's like, okay, you are a full-blown adult, people take you seriously, and then 40s is just old, and 50s is, like, ancient, and you keep going, and, like, somebody survives past
and now
70s.
You're like, 75 is so young.
Now it's even, like, 83 seems too young anymore.
I know. The older you get, the younger young seems, right?
It really does. But here's the thing. But look back at pop culture and entertainment, and you even think of the Golden Girls when they were on in their 50s and how the Friends cast now are on when they're all in their 50s, and they all kind of look drastically different in ages. But what was it? Father of the Bride. The parents, Steve Martin and blanking on her name. Diane Keaton.
They're our age.
They were our age. Yeah. They did not seem our age. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too, so you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Once a fixture at the Trump White House press room, newly elected governor of Arkansas Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be staying in Little Rock, not in D.C.
I am honored to serve as governor, and I hope I get to do it for the next 7 years.
That's after she was asked on CBS Face the Nation if she would consider being Donald Trump's VP. Box office best movies remain unchanged this past weekend, with Mean Girls still at the top for the second straight week. The teen musical comedy garnered nearly $12 million in its second week of release. It was also the only film to break the $10 million mark. The Beekeeper, Wonka, Anyone But You, and Migration rounded out the top five. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the Super Bowl champion Chiefs in the AFC. The Cinderella story Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC. I'm Ryan Daniels. USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
Iconic. Mean girl.
I know.
So, okay, it is 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner, she's Jennifer Horn, James Collins at the controls, and Doug Steffen will be back before we know it. We were talking off air, and I am going to roll into this, about Mean Girls, and just how great the original film was. The Broadway musical was amazing, and now this remake, which is actually based off the Broadway musical, which is based off the film, and how people, some people are going not realizing it's a musical, and these are people who do not like musicals.
Well, I think it has been, I was very curious about what exactly it was, because I think they're painting it as like a redo of Mean Girls, but then you hear that there's a musical and you wonder what's going on, but yes, there was the stage show, and that's what the movie is.
Yes, yeah, and it has the music and everything. James, you said you saw it, and the music just doesn't hit the same as it did on stage, though.
No, you lit a fire under me earlier. It's not the same. Because I was telling you, the music in the musical, the Broadway performance, is so... And I'm a fan of Broadway music, so it resonates with me. It may not with others. But the music in the Broadway performance is so upbeat and, you know, contemporary, and it's so amazing. And then they just kind of, slow it down. They changed one of the songs to be on a ukulele at one point, and it was very slow, and I don't know. The vibes were not hitting the same way. Hmm. So, I don't know. I would personally always go see the Broadway show over anything, because Broadway adaptations into movies are typically not that great.
Yeah. They always have to cut, a song or two for time.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
things are
exactly.
A little bit different.
Wicked is looking pretty good. Wicked's looking like it's going to end up pretty all right, but... You know, typically the track record is not great.
Yeah, with Wicked, is that possibly because they are breaking it into two films?
Possibly, yeah. And I'm wondering if they're going to do it like an Act One is first movie, Act Two is second movie. Which I don't know.
That would make sense.
That would be interesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even then, though, that would mean they'd have to add more to it because both acts are not equal to two movies necessarily. You know, now both acts together. Can equal up to one really long movie, but not, you know, separately two separate movies.
But don't forget, when you transition it to film, then you have those artistic shots, those long canvas.
That is a good point.
The reactions that just last so much longer. Have you guys ever been, either of you, been watching a movie that is kind of a little artsy-fartsy like that in a way, and it's a great movie, but there's so many of these long-winded type of shots that you find yourself fast-forwarding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Through those,
and you're like, okay,
the main
let's get
meat
to the
of the movie again.
The mountains are so pretty. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yes.
I will say about Mean Girls, Renee Rapp is amazing and awesome, and the cast is pretty all right. Yeah. That's the girl from Moana in it, the girl who played Moana.
Oh, yes. Who is it? Al Lili. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
I liked her.
Lindsay Lohan made a cameo, right?
She did. She made a cameo in towards the end, and no one knew about it. And then they showed her, and they were like, whoa, that's crazy. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. I was hoping that one of the originals, I was hoping all of the originals, but at least one of the originals would make a cameo.
Yeah, it was
fun. Is Regina George in it, too, the original?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not sure about that one.
Rachel McAdams did, I believe, introduce Renee Rapp was the musical guest over the weekend on Saturday Night
Live. She did.
And she introduced her for that. So that's fun.
Well, there you go. That must be, that's as close as she came.
Yeah. Well, in other kind of teen news, a story of a heroic teen, although this is that, we discussed this on Friday, Jen, and I can't remember if it was just Doug and me talking about it, or if this was when you had joined us too, that vehicle that was struck by collapsed power lines that killed three people in Oregon.
No, we didn't talk about this.
Okay, so, three people, it was actually the two people were getting into the car, into their SUV with the infant, with the nine-month-old baby, when a tree fell on the power line. The power line went down, and so they were pulling the baby out and trying to make a run for it because the car was catching on fire. And the father had the child. He slipped because it was, you know, still kind of snowy and icy and everything, trying to make their way up the driveway, and dropped the baby, fell into where there was an electric area, and just was electrocuted. The mom was trying to get to the baby. She slips and falls. Well, they were at her father's house because their internet went out or whatever, and they needed to use it. So mm-hmm. they were leaving, and her 15-year-old brother who was in the house, they saw the father, the grandfather of the nine-month-old baby, and the 15-year-old brother, who was the baby's uncle, saw this. And the grandfather is screaming at the 15-year-old, don't go out there. And the 15-year-old runs out trying to save the baby, gets electrocuted too. Well, then there's this neighbor who heard something and saw the big flash, opens her window and sees this whole scene unfolding. And she goes out miraculously. She was able to grab the baby, not get electrocuted, get back up, save the baby. And she was saying that there was nobody with the baby. And all of these calls were coming into 911. It was one of those just, I think when Doug and I were originally talking about it, it was originally that they were in the car already when it happened, mm-hmm. and then they exited the car. They were still in the process of even just getting the baby strapped in. So they were in the middle of leaving, and it was just one of those absolutely awful situations. Three people are dead. There's this father who lost his daughter, his 21-year-old daughter, I believe, and his 15-year-old son in the same moment. And fortunately, this baby survived, thanks to the 18-year-old who went and grabbed it from the cold and made sure.
But only because of the heroics, it sounds like. Holy smokes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It makes you wonder.
Go ahead. No. I was going to move on. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It just makes you wonder how people, like, how you react in situations like that. Do you run towards the problem? Do you run away from the problem? I mean, it's so intriguing to know what people do when they're in that situation. Mm-hmm. And to think that even, you know, a kid makes that decision, that call, the neighbor. I mean, I don't know. It's amazing. The people that survive, the people that don't, how people react.
Yeah. It's incredible. And it's one of those things, too, that people can say, well, I think this is how I would react. You do not know until you're in the situation. And there are different situations where you feel like you can help somebody and your life is not in danger. And then there's other times where you helping somebody is immediately putting your life in danger. And some people are just so generous and wanting to help others that they will literally put somebody else's life before their own.
That's right. Incredible.
Kind of like, and here's the other thing. A lot of people, I think, I want to stay away from a generations kind of conversation. It's not a generational thing. It's just an age thing. And I feel like people of a certain age have a problem with other people of a certain age. It doesn't matter what the generations were, and this is something that has been going on for history. People have problems with teenagers. And always want to blame teenagers for issues. And teenagers are always in their phones. Teenagers aren't willing to help others. Well, that's one story of a teen who was very heroic in helping this baby. Here's another story of two teens who noticed a couple who were caught in a riptide in Barbados. The teens are 13 and 14 years old, Zoe and Emma. And they noticed a couple in their 60s that were stuck in a rip current. And the teens went out and helped them.
Wow. That's scary stuff. You know, it happens. You can see it when you go, especially like to the resorts, like in Hawaii or whatever, mm-hmm. where there is that possibility that can happen. And all of a sudden you think you're just swimming a few feet from being able to stand up and walk yourself out of the ocean, and you start getting carried away. And many people don't know how to get themselves out of a current. Going sideways mm-hmm. is something I learned when I saw it happen to somebody. So well done to those girls.
Well, and again, the adrenaline and the panic kick in, and you just think you need to get back to shore. There's been a lot of videos on social media floating around of people doing the cliff jumps into water. And a lot of times you don't see the after part of when they're trying to hurry up and swim back to the shore. And there's this one that I actually watched the other day where he jumps and he starts swimming and he's trying to swim and the waves are just crashing and going everywhere. And he finally makes it to the shore and he stands up and starts to walk. But a big wave grabs him and pulls him back out, and he has to swim and do all of this all over again. So Zoe and Emma.
This is why I do not like the ocean. I mean, I love looking at the ocean. I love hearing the ocean. I'm a water person by nature.
Being next to it. But not.
I don't need to necessarily go too far out. It's like toes for me. Otherwise, I don't know. It scares me because it is so powerful.
It is, and all of the things that can be in it that are so powerful, and just the
like teams, sharks, the pinchy, like that,
stingy things. Yeah. Well, so the two teams, they were actually in Barbados. They're Canadian, and they were there preparing for the upcoming Olympic swim trials. So it's one of those, like, they were tourists themselves, essentially, right place, right time, happened to be the right people to help bring these
the best strong swimmers to help the right people.
Wow. Right. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even think twice. They just, 13 and 14, hurried up, ran out there.
Good for them. Good example of good teens.
Mm-hmm. All right, so another good news story of somebody being in the right place at the right time, although...
It's good news. Right, it's good news Monday. I love this. I love it. We're cheering ourselves up.
Just all of the good news. Well, an Iowa doctor was in the right place at the right time because he made it that way. He had to travel through a snowstorm driving an ATV to deliver a baby, and he arrived just in time.
That always you pregnant ladies scare me when you get into elevators when you're super pregnant, because I just know the elevator's going to stop and I'm going to have to deliver the child. And, you know, the snowstorm pregnant ladies, they're also very brave.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I might be living in the hospital before the snow starts.
I was
just preventatively.
Yeah. If I were, you know, coming off towards the end of the pregnancy and there was a big snowstorm coming, I'd be like, okay, so what's the hotel? Is there an availability at the hotel that is right
yeah.
next to the hospital?
Good check
because
in.
We're just going to go. Yeah. We're just going to go camp out there for a little bit. Because also, power to anybody who does these home births. Like the
oh my gosh.
Births,
I know. I had a friend who did it. And they swear by it. They say it's like the most amazing thing and it's calm and it's peaceful. And I get that, but I am way too much of an anxiety rat to think that I can handle that.
I don't like pain. I'm just like, I need the epidural. I need all of the drugs. The woman in the bed next to me, she's not going to use her dosage. I'll take it.
I need the accoutrements that come with this pregnancy.
Yes. I don't want to feel a thing. But, oh, power to everybody who does that. My sister, she didn't do anything. She had Pitocin with her first pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And that is, for anyone who doesn't know, it's when things aren't progressing enough, but they need to be progressing more. So the doctor gives you Pitocin to kind of progress things more. But it makes things twice as painful. So much more painful. I do not know how she did it. I stubbed my toe and I'm like curled into a fetal position and on the floor, like writhing in pain.
You're like, could I get something for this toe, please? I need an epidural for my toe. Shut me down. I can't handle it.
Okay, this is another discussion that could be good news. It also might be a little bit, Doug and I had this conversation recently. There's a Disney heiress who says she regrets solo jet flights, and is demanding to be taxed fairly, saying tax the rich.
Okay.
One of those things that if you have a lot of money and you want to do something with it and give it away, go for it, but don't tell people how to spend their money.
Right.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What do you say we get into some food, farm, and family time? Foodfarmfamily.com. I'm Jake Hirschner. Doug will be back before we know it. We like to discuss more of the food side of things, but every so often we introduce some farm, some family, and this one kind of goes with the family side. When we think about keeping our loved ones safe and even the people that we love in our community, human trafficking is a real thing. It's not just something that we see on film and in TV shows. It's not something that we think about, well, if we're going to be traveling out of the country as tourists, we have to watch out for. This is happening right here in America. This is happening on our own grounds, our own roads. Globally, an estimated 28 million people are subjected to human trafficking, and the crime occurs in every state of the U.S., with our roadways acting as means for the offense. Here is Akeem Touré with more.
I'm Akeem Touré. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
Moving into the food side of things with Food Farm Family. Again, it's foodfarmfamily.com. There is a recall. Byrie Cheese Company in Louisville, Ohio. Did you know there's a Louisville, Ohio? Not just Kentucky. They are recalling Member's Mark, mild cheddar, fancy shredded cheese because of foreign material in the product, specifically glove remnants. So the safety gloves somehow got kind of chopped up, diced up, and shredded along with the cheese. Now, according to the details posted by the FDA, the recall was initiated a few weeks ago, and it is getting an expansion because they are realizing that some of these products were distributed to more states than just Ohio. So Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Ohio all have the recalled products. Again, this is Member's Mark Mild Cheddar Fancy Fine Shredded Cheese. If you have a package of this, return it to your place of purchase. Get your money back. In the special day category, today is National Hot Sauce Day. Some people cannot live with hot sauce. I am one of those people. It is me. Hot sauce is amazing. 1849 was the very beginning where Colonel Moncel White, a local banker, grew the very first recorded crop of Tabasco chilies. And then it wasn't until 1980 where old school sauce Old El Paso, which would become a major player in the U.S. hot sauce market, made its debut. In 1992, salsa topped the condiment list. Salsa replaced ketchup as Americans' number one condiment. That makes sense because ketchup is trash. No judgment if you like it. I just hate it, loathe it. 1994 is when, as a sign of hot sauce popularity in the American market, the Campbell Soup Company bought Pace, a maker of the Mexican style sauce, for $1.1 billion. And of course, in 1998, the Super Bowl ad started featuring the now famous commercial of a man showering his pizza with Tabasco, getting bit by a mosquito, and smiling as the mosquito burst into flames. I totally forgot about that video or that commercial. I feel like 90s, maybe late 90s Super Bowl ads, those really hit. Those ones were fun. All right, National Fresh Squeezed Juice Week is another thing going on. Fresh squeezed juice is so good. Oh my goodness, I highly recommend getting one of those little glass thingies, like a juicer. But you don't need the electric kind, just for some fresh OJ, fresh orange juice in the morning, maybe like one or two fresh squeezed oranges for some orange juice. There is nothing better than that in the morning. Or even just if you do have a juicer, getting some fresh squeezed juice for afternoon time, after lunchtime. If you've ever tried, or if you've ever not wanted to try fresh juice, may I please recommend carrot, apple, lemon, and ginger. So good. Or even just omit the lemon. Just go apple, carrot, ginger. Oh, it is delicious. And that's all we have for today on Food Farm Family. As always, you can check out more information or just a recap of what we already discussed on foodfarmfamily.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.